Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
People notice a healthy smile, but maybe you have tooth sensitivity, bleeding gums, or acid-weakened enamel. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel are trusted specialty toothpastes created to help improve your oral health. For tooth sensitivity, choose Sensodyne. Bleeding gums, get Parodontax. For acid-weakened enamel, Pronamel is the toothpaste for you. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel, trusted specialty toothpastes to help bring home your healthy smile. Visit Ibotta to earn cash back.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome back to Collider Live, the best show on the damn YouTubes. Also, apparently, a place we make up new dance moves all the time. It's Rena Riley Roca Roxy kind of day in his house. That's because it is currently Christmas Eve right now. I am Roxy Stryer, sitting across from the most evil of all time, Rena.
Feliz Navidad. I guess. I don't really like Christmas, but I hope everybody's having a good time.
It's better than not happy Christmas.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish everybody a happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Already off to a good start.
Good timing, Cody.
Mark Riley in the house.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I feel like you're a Christmas nut.
I am a Christmas nut. I am Clark W. Griswold when it comes to Christmas. I need it all perfect. I'm going to put up the biggest tree you can. I'm going to put lights everywhere. And if the lights don't work, I'm going to probably yell and scream and throw Santa Claus statues
so you're like
into the sky.
Anti-Scrooged. Basically.
Anti-Scrooged? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't like it already. John Roca.
Shitter's full, Riley.
Thank you.
Damn.
What was that?
Shitter's full.
What was that initial dance move you wanted to show us?
I just follow whatever my body tells me to do.
I liked it.
So what was it telling you there?
To shoot my chest out and jam my hands forward and then move in rhythm to make sure I bounce both sides.
It was good.
I love Christmas. It's the only holiday I celebrate every year.
Well, we're going to talk about it quite a lot today.
How's your girlfriend feel about that?
She
Valentine's Day? Okay.
Really? Valentine's Day? She don't dig on Valentine's Day. My girl's very... Every day is Valentine's Day, dog.
What is this voice? Like, okay.
She don't dig on Valentine's Day, dog.
That's why you can ask any
Valentine's Day.
Why not? Cody Hall, are you a Christmas nut?
Yeah, sure. It's a thing that happens. I enjoyed being joyful, right?
Being joyful.
It's so happy.
I guess. Alex Marzonia, Christmas much?
I love Christmas. Christmas is great. I love spending time with family.
I cannot picture Alex not loving Christmas. Like, if you said, no, I hate Christmas, we would have had some explaining to do. Cool.
Okay, I guess I'm the only Grinch, apparently.
This is why I can't throw to Alex on the mic, because he will give me one, and then if I come back, he won't give me any more.
Mm-hmm. You only get
one. It's Christmas, yo. It's maybe let him...
What made you actually... What?
This is the weirdest show already.
Should we start over?
I think we should. I mean, it's like, get your Christmas priorities straight, Dorina.
What? I am the
you
Grinch.
You gotta like Christmas.
First of all, let's talk. It is December 16th. The people are watching us on Christmas, but I don't have to treat Alex any differently. It is December 16th.
Fair enough.
Second of all,
I stand correct.
I'm a Jew.
So I play
by no Christmas rules.
That's true.
Very true.
Although, when you are watching this, it is Hanukkah right now. So we're in the middle of that. It started on the 22nd. So you are now on the 22nd, 23rd, 24th. You're on the third night of Hanukkah. Congratulations.
How long is it? Eight crazy nights.
Right.
That's where it comes from. Is it Hanukkah? I feel like you said
Kwanzaa's a week.
Okay.
Kwanzaa's seven. Hanukkah, we get eight. Mm. I did hear somebody describe Hanukkah the other day as 8 days of Christmas. That made me feel really ill inside.
Not correct.
The Jew in me wanted to cry a little bit in there. But here's the deal with Christmas time, guys. Mm. I get it. I see you guys. I get it. Who doesn't want to have a
Thank
tree?
Thank you for seeing us.
I don't.
Like Santa. He's like jolly and stuff. I get it. Fine. But I don't get it.
Okay. I don't either. Wait,
I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's because I'm not, I feel left out or what, but.
You don't have to be left out.
I am left out.
You don't have to be, though.
But you've never gone anywhere where you've opened presents under a tree with a family because you've always you've never celebrated.
Absolutely never been invited to do that.
What?
Aww.
Absolutely never been invited to do that.
You can come to my house.
I did go. So here's the deal. My also Christmas
How can you
music
be angry
make,
about
Christmas music is
wanna,
the worst.
It makes me want to off myself.
It's the worst.
What
it's the worst.
You two.
Okay.
The worst.
Unless it's Bruce Springsteen, I can't.
Or the Home Alone soundtrack.
No.
Or
Christmas music is the best.
No.
I take back what I said. I did date, so Ben Bateman, also Jewish, celebrates Christmas. There's some Christmas celebrating Jews out there. I've never understood it, but
did you
it's
just
a
out
thing.
Him as a Jew? Okay, cool. Mm.
Closeted Jew.
Wow.
It is actually interesting because 90% of the people don't know he's Jewish, and everybody who knows me knows I'm Jewish.
He's
Every
never worn,
if no. anybody knows me, they know I'm Jewish. I say it so loudly, so proudly, and I don't know. He's got like a thing with it. But
it's the first time I realized he's Jewish.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So yeah, I guess I did just out him. But he does celebrate Christmas, and I did go many a Christmases and watch them do the Christmas thing.
Did you get a gift?
You did not open gifts with them?
Well, Ben and I like exchanged gifts, but like as part of Hanukkah.
But you still got a gift, though.
Under so
you
the
still
guise
get gifts
of Christmas.
Not under a tree.
But you still get gifts during Hanukkah, though. You get like a little gift. Like, can you explain it to me? Because I don't know much about it.
Yeah, yeah. So the Festival of Lights will be lighting candles for the next 8 nights. Have you seen like a dreidel or anything like that?
Dreidel,
the menorah.
Dreidel. Yeah.
I will on Hanukkah. Oh, we won't be here. I would have brought in my menorah and shown you guys how we do it.
Can you
it
do
like
it
that?
Anyway?
Why does she keep saying it like that?
Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
I don't go,
that's the correct way.
Nicaragua.
What do you guys say?
It's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you do the throat thing.
That's what it is. It's a different letter.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
So that's
a different letter. It's
fair.
Not.
So
it's
that's
a
what
letter.
I was asking.
The letter is H.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not, CH, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we would write it at that, but you can spell it either way. The reason, do you guys ever see Hanukkah spelled, see, I did it like you guys, many different ways?
Yeah.
Because
like
it, because it's not a direct
CH.
Translation. Oh. That's why sometimes it's CH, sometimes it's an H, because we don't have the letter that they have.
Okay.
So it's Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the Festival of Lights.
It's kind of like the X in Spanish. Like Mexico in Spanish is Mexico, right? But like the X sounds different. It's like instead of
X. Well, it's almost more like an Enye, because it's a letter we literally don't have.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Don't forget the Enye.
Yo, I actually saw
Dorina
sent me this is a story for a different time, but Dorina sent me a Google Doc that had your name on it, Alex, and there was no Enye.
No, there wasn't.
I saw there
but
was
no
Enye.
I knew that, but I was writing it fast and we didn't have time. It doesn't mean that I don't know how to spell your
there
name.
There was no Enye.
There was no Enye.
Enye.
But I know it's Marzonia.
I like that.
No, what you said was Marzonia.
Oh,
in
Marzona.
The document where I didn't have time because I was working on other stuff.
Outed
God damn
you,
it.
Just the way I outed Ben for being a Jew. What up?
Well, you can't out me for being a Grinch because everyone knows.
So we did. We totally celebrated Hanukkah growing up. Now I'm self-conscious about the way I say it, so I'm just going to say Hanukkah.
You say it however you want.
Thank you.
It's a free country.
We did celebrate it growing up, but my dad grew up Orthodox and then turned atheist. Okay. So he had had a hard time with us celebrating it in the house because when you are forced to grow up extremely Orthodox, I think it probably has some bad lasting effects on you. So he didn't like it, but my mom would always celebrate with us. She was a Reformed Jew. And we got presents for the 8 nights of Hanukkah. It depends on what it was, but like anything from the first night and the last night were the biggest. So we would get the biggest presents then, in between then, maybe like a little gift card or chocolate or something like that.
So you guys have to get each other presents as well.
No, it's not as much like we copied that part from you.
Okay, because I was going to say
Hanukkah is not about gift giving in any way. We just were like, oh, those bitches get gifts. We want gifts.
Okay, that makes sense. Because here's the thing.
These motherfuckers over here having a party. We won't end.
Because Christmas is like about gift giving, partially.
Christmas is
partially.
Not the whole thing, but it's
partially. It's basically consumerism. That's why.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. If you watch on Carpenter's They Live, it's basically what it is. Obey, consume. It's like nobody needs any of these things.
Dorina,
so is Halloween.
Was this your upbringing?
No, nobody needs
to
buy anything.
Costumes?
Nobody needs to buy anything. I agree.
The societal pressure.
What are you talking about? That's not consumerism.
Christmas,
you're walking around the mall with Christmas music and joy. They're forcing joy on you when you're stressed out about the year ending.
You're so smart, you ring up the lights.
Nothing like the holidays to bring you together.
Darina, is this like ingrained in you from being a child?
No, here's the thing.
Did your parents hate Christmas?
No, I actually had really good, nice Christmas. Like, all we did was hang out with the family and watch Home Alone. I have no complaints there. We had the only few like good Christmas music albums, like Vince Guaraldi, you know, the Charlie Brown stuff. Like, but with my family, it was small. We just had our tamales that are fantastic. That was my favorite present to open for my grandma.
Is that a Christmas thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We eat, like, Mexicans love tamales.
On Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the way that Americans do ham on Christmas, Mexicans do tamales.
It's just Christmas time, December, all the abuelitas are cooking tamales.
She doesn't say tamales.
Tamales.
Tamales. Yeah. Tamales.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're like, why aren't you criticizing her for not speaking American?
I don't like getting hated on when nobody else is. Ha ha, tamales.
Yeah, you can say however you want
to. Yeah, you can. I was just asking.
No, it's completely fair.
It's actually tamales.
But you said it's your favorite present. Like, you would open up the tamales?
Well, no, you have to open them to eat them. Remember? Because they're wrapped in the thing. Get it? It was just a bad joke.
They wrapped tight.
But, I have nice memories from, like, watching Home Alone with my family and watching Gremlins and all that stuff.
Did you go to church?
No, we didn't really.
La iglesia?
No, my mom wasn't religious, really. I went to Catholic school, but my mom didn't really take us to Mass.
What does school do at Christmas? Or are you not in school at that time?
I guess we have the two-week break, but for Christmas during school, like, everybody also does, like, crafts and shit like that when we were kids, right? Like, I don't like any of that stuff. Mm. But my point is, as I got older and I moved to this country, and it was all about every, like, early December, going to the mall with, like, some shitty Taylor Swift cover of Wham's, like, Last Christmas, and they're forcing you to buy stuff for everybody. And I'm like, first of all, I'm a purger. I'm not a hoarder. I don't need anything. Nobody needs anything. Nobody needs all of these gadgets, like the most recent iPhone. You just need food and friends and music and laughter and dance. It's consumerism, is all I'm saying.
People are watching us on iPhones.
I don't like it.
I like consumerism. Hey, please keep consuming.
Obey, consume. No.
Mark, talk to me about it. I feel like it's a little different than Dorina's Christmas experience. Talk to me about you.
A lot different, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, come from a family. We would go to church on Christmas Eve to celebrate, and then we would have dinners and families on Christmas Eve. We would do it then again on another side of the family on Christmas Day. We would go to my grandmother's at the end of the day. So it was always, when Christmas arrives, I just know it's going to be family, and it's going to be presents, and it's going to be good food, and it's going to be wine and some cider and Christmas movies and Christmas trees. And oh my God, I'm so excited.
What's the food? What you got?
So I know we were talking about cookies. There was tamales. Now is a new tradition that Julie and her mom have introduced me
and
to.
How lucky are you?
Are you telling the truth?
I am dead serious. Julie's mom makes homemade tamales and brings them to us.
He has already said this and promised us some.
I
can't believe that all three of you will be eating tamales.
I'm gonna. It's gonna be Christmas.
But I don't know. You said tamales. Yeah, didn't
not
you?
All the same.
No, you were excited. You were excited about the tamales that she said.
No, because those tamales. I love tamales. They're great.
I thought you were. Like, me too.
And Julie's mom makes them really good. Yeah. They're really good.
I'm sure they are.
My dad does like a buffet. There's also, we usually do turkey. We like Thanksgiving part two.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm not big on ham for Christmas. I don't like the ham.
Yeah.
I like sandwiches with ham, but not like just ham. You know?
I love the ham.
But what's your favorite?
Is that your Christmas thing?
That's
my ham.
I don't.
But what's your favorite part of Christmas? Yeah. The food?
Spank the ham?
This might sound cheesy, but my favorite is actually giving gifts. I do love giving gifts to
really
my fiance, awesome. To my family.
Do you do cards?
Like, I do cards, yeah, big time on cards. Getting the whole Christmas tree, that's a big thing for me. Yeah. I like that. I mean, I like injured myself on my Christmas tree this year because Julie's like, I want that one. And I had to climb over mountains of Christmas trees at the Home Depot Center there.
Yeah, were you basically you're using your inner Chevy Chase?
Pretty much. Oh, yeah. If that thing was fucking buried in the ground, I would pull it out and roots and all and put it up. And a lot of sap.
Get it, Russ. Full. Get it out, Russ.
You're sappy already. You don't need more.
You just did the bad gesture.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, and I didn't know what to say.
No, but you know what's funny?
You guys watched that video with the – I sent it to you guys.
Yeah.
This was now a week ago. I mean, what the actual –
They knew what they were doing.
Obviously,
they knew exactly what they were doing.
Army Navy thing?
Yeah.
They came after me. I posted about it on Twitter. I took the tweet down because people were going crazy
really?
On me. People are like, you're being an idiot. It's a gotcha game. And I was like,
no, they knew
guys,
exactly
what are you
doing.
Talking
no,
about?
No,
there are so
not.
Many
it's
articles about it.
You know what? Merry Christmas, John. I know that right now you are not eating ham. You are not eating tamales.
No, I'm not eating
you
tamales.
You are eating ham.
We do eat ham.
You're eating ham, not tamales.
Right. Well, usually I fly, when I go home for Christmas, I'll fly to Virginia.
Oh, yeah, you spanked the ham.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
meant you were eating
where
ham.
That's
right.
Where's home in Virginia?
Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Okay. So you're
like
home?
Dale City.
Right now?
Not usually. No, this year we're not. We're staying this year. Mm. We went home last year. And when I go home, we have a...
When you say we...
My girlfriend and I.
She went with you last year?
Yes, she did. We had a great time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And we had a really great time. So
she came home with you. You guys must not have been together that long.
Yeah,
that's a big... Like, you could drive a truck
we're
through
all
that.
Like... That was very suspenseful.
No, because it was like live show. Live tape.
No, we got together. It's been over a year.
Yeah.
So we
yes,
got sir. Together in but, July.
And
okay.
then,
so,
and then
so
you've been together for a few months, and you took her home.
Yeah.
And you took her home for Christmas after a few months.
Yeah, of course. My mom immediately fell in love with it. Immediately. They both like peas in a pot. My sister, too. Nice. They were both like, both loved them.
So why not this year?
Because money-wise, we kind of want to stay home. And also because, like, we're transitioning into our own Christmas. And, you know, mom's getting older, and I'm only going to see her so many times. So I'd like to keep that time, like, precious and special. So going home every year to me, I like to delay it a little bit. And so I want to spend time building up our memories before and balance that out with building up memories of my mom.
Honest question. I'm confused. Yeah. Your mom is getting older, so you want to spend less time with her at the
no,
holidays?
No. Yeah, right. Kind of like make it more special. Yeah, so gap year.
That was my question too, Roxy.
wait.
Good one.
Wait. So,
I don't, I
so because
don't
your
it.
Mom is getting older, you want to spend less time with
Look,
her.
I am what the age of...
Make
I've
new
spent
memories
many
with
Christmases
your...
with my mom. We have those memories already. There's nothing new to be mined here.
Joy!
With my girlfriend, I have to build new memories with my girlfriend for Christmas, so we decided we'd stay this year and try out L.A., staying home.
Okay, so now I know how you're going to feel when we get older. You're going to hang out less with us.
I'll be dead by the time
he does. Let's see how he does now. Alex, thoughts on that?
Alex is 12.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's up, boys? It's your boy Dorian.
I agree, Alex.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, he's really not going to say anything?
He's just going to talk like Dorian the whole time.
Way to go, Rox.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cody?
Good Lord.
Hey, Roxy, how you doing? Cody? You got a question for me?
How you feel about the logic of John Rogan?
Oh, I don't understand it at all. But I'm not going to tell a guy he's wrong. It's how he wants to live.
Yeah.
But it is so, just to get real for a second.
When are you not real, Rox?
No, real.
That's true.
Real, like, not fun real. Real, like, whatever.
Dark.
As somebody who's lost a parent before, I would not think that that would be your response.
No, I mean, my mom and I have always been tight. Mm-hmm. So it's never – my dad and I were – that was a tumultuous relationship. But my mom and I have always been tight.
But do you,
so we've always spent time together.
Is it hard for you to see her getting older? Is that
of course
why
it
you're
is.
Struggling
okay.
with
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. That is tough. Yeah.
How old
yeah.
is your mom?
Stop talking to me about it. Yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
My mom is 75.
Tell us how you really feel about your relationship
I love
with
my
your
mom. I love my mom to pieces.
I get it.
So it's tough. So I think if I keep a little
You
bit
want the holidays to be about holiday spirit, and it can be challenging.
Right.
There.
And so we're going to fly in for a birthday, though, in August. We decided we're going to do that. We talked about that, actually, because we had a Chrismukkah this weekend, which I had never done before.
Did you watch the OC?
It's a half Jew, half Jewish, Jewish, half Christmas. Like, you go and celebrate both.
Yeah, it's the OC. Rocked it.
It was
That's
weird.
Where it originated.
I've never done that before. It was interesting.
California. Sorry.
You're in a house all day talking to people.
So you enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was fun, and then it wasn't, and then it was.
Have you guys ever had latkes?
They made latkes fresh there.
What do you think?
I like the potato cakes.
No.
What's your favorite?
Have you ever had that?
Pause,
no, I don't
though.
Even know what that is. I was just going to ask what your favorite food is that you have during Hanukkah.
We usually do brisket.
Oh,
nice choice.
Yeah, we do amazing beef brisket and we'll do latkes, which they're not, it's not like latkes are amazing. It's just a nice add-on. Like, it's a potato pancake is what it is.
So sounds pretty good.
You fry it. It's fried potatoes. Yeah. It's not. It's nothing like, what is that? You'd be like, oh, yeah, this tastes like any other potato breakfasty thing you've ever had before. But the brisket's bomb, and usually if you put in, like, carrots and onions and potatoes in that, too, they're really, really good.
Now you're making me hungry.
Yeah, well, I don't go home anymore for the holidays.
I was going to ask.
I have to choose Thanksgiving or Christmas time because it's just too expensive.
Gotcha.
And so I went for Thanksgiving because my dad doesn't even celebrate the holidays, like I said before.
Right.
Do you celebrate while you're here with other people?
So I guess maybe not. My sister and I are trying to go somewhere. Hopefully right now, as you guys are watching this, hopefully I am currently in Florida.
Okay.
I hope you are there too.
About me.
Is your sister in Florida?
I wanted to go to Mexico. No, she's in Boston, but we're trying to meet up together and do something for Christmas.
Is Mexico too far away for her?
It's not that it's too far for her. It's the part that's far for her is close to me and vice versa. So, she can get to Cancun easily. I can get to Cabo easily. And for me to get to Cancun, it's thousands of dollars. For her to get to Cabo, it's thousands of dollars.
So you chose Florida.
Florida is a little more.
It's still a beach there.
Yeah. What's the issue? Why is it? What's the problem? Why can't you guys meet up?
It's really expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially holiday trips, man.
I'll figure something out for you.
We're working on it. But I think that the holidays are a great time, even if you can't go anywhere, to stay home, to take off work if you can, to chill. Like, I like to refresh then, have some cocktails, you know?
I recharge my battery. Thing. Yeah, it's a serious – do you guys feel
recharge.
This like me? Yeah. It's
so that,
as you're going towards the end of the year, like where we are now, even Christmas Eve, it's like – time for some rest.
Yeah, it's not a party time anymore.
Yeah.
But with the holidays are so busy, that's why I don't like Christmas as much. I love the part where I'm with family.
Yeah.
Like, I love hanging out with my family. That's great. But it's still hanging out with family or other people during the holidays. All the holiday parties, whatever closing end of the year for all the companies, it's still exhausting. So to have that time to hibernate and decompress by myself would be very nice.
I got to say,
I
don't get that.
I need that too.
I already did the holiday parties. The holiday parties in L.A. are like the first week of December.
Right.
In the second week of December.
Ours is this week.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it was last week.
Oh, ours is last week. Yeah.
We're like Dr. Manhattan.
I thought you were saying that you had a party, and I'm like, wasn't invited. Whatever you're talking
time
about.
In such a weird way. Cody, what are you doing right now on Christmas Eve?
Right now, I think I am driving down to the OC.
Oh, yeah.
And California.
I'm going out to Lake Forest. Oh, hello.
There it is.
What a great song. Let's just talk about the OC, guys.
Yeah,
what a great
I
show
love the
was.
OC.
Is there ever a struggle of whose family you guys spend Christmas with?
We normally split as much as we can. So in the morning, I'll go down to, Hemet, which is about 50 miles away from where I live. And then I'll drive up another 50 miles at night to go to Lake Forest. And my car goes through a lot of gasoline.
Oof.
It's a great time, though.
Kind of sounds a lot like what I used to do with my family before my grandmother passed and my grandfather passed. We were going, Hemet. That's where my great-grandmother was, dude. We would go all the time.
Do you guys make up a place?
No,
no,
it's where
I've
a lot
been
of
there.
People go.
Yeah,
my
Hemet.
Friend lives there. Yeah, it's east of us a little bit.
Hemet was also where my dog Leia was found.
I'm going to let you guys know this right now. I'm going to try this one more time. We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't go well, I'll never try it again. Alex?
Okay.
Where are you right now on Christmas Eve?
On Christmas Eve, I'm just at home hanging out with the parents and my brother and his new girlfriend.
All right.
But on Christmas, that's when we go meet up with all the extended family, the cousins, aunts, and uncles, and have dinner, watch a movie or one or two.
Alex, best you've ever been, babe. Best you've ever been. So good.
You just made her so happy,
yes,
Alex.
Oh, yes, Alex.
Oh, hey, Alex.
oh, yes, Alex.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh, oh yes, Alex. John, do you do church?
No, I don't go to church. I stopped going to church when I was 16, 17 years old.
Mark,
I haven't gone to church in years. Yeah,
Booth Boys,
but we used to.
Nope.
If my parents are watching, yes. no.
Watch Darina be the one who says yes. Yeah, Darina, you go to church.
Are
on
you
Christmas,
serious?
Right?
I'll melt if I walk into a church. I can't.
Desgraciada!
Yeah.
I always wanted to go. I'm curious if that means we turn the phone line on or you're just screaming at Darina dying.
No, that was her entering a church.
Okay.
I've been home in
That's
years.
Basically what happens.
Cody, can you explain the joke?
Explaining the joke again.
Oh, boy. Cody, let's take some calls, though. I know that we were going to tell people how to do that, but they can't hear us live. Hopefully they just know intrinsically.
Is tweeting it right
now. We're tweeting.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. We're tweeting that shit out. I will say I'm really glad that Collider gave us the opportunity to do this pre-tape today because The thought of somebody being alone on Christmas, even though I do have a black heart most of the time like you do, Rena, and am Jewish, which means that Christmas shouldn't mean as much to me. The thought of somebody being alone on Christmas and not having anybody to spend it to does make my heart hurt a little bit. And I hope that if you are listening to this on Christmas Eve and you weren't able to make it home to your family, or you this year something financially, or you're just in an argument with everybody, whatever it is, hopefully this helps a little bit.
You're not alone because you have us dorks to hang out with right now. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. Black heart? No, you don't.
I don't think you have a black heart.
Okay, good.
You have a heart of gold.
That stopped
Roxanne.
Me. I'm like, black? Really? Really, Rox?
I think you like to think you're black.
Yeah. I think you. Whoa.
Wait.
Hello.
You're going to sound by that.
Yeah.
I do not approve of you soundbite.
It is the gift that keeps on giving.
This is California. We
just got soundbites.
This is California. I'm allowed to say it.
I don't actually think I do. I think I'm like a very, to toot my own horn for a second, I think I care so much about the people I care about that it hurts.
Yes.
I am cold to some things, though, I find.
Sure. We all are.
Yeah.
But not to people, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like you're a very kind person to other human beings.
Good. I appreciate that.
We've had our things.
I mean, not to acquaintances, but to friends.
At this point, we've already sat together at Cats.
We have. So. Oh, at this point, we have. Yeah. Sat together.
What did you think of Cats, by the way?
I thought it was incredible.
It was so
what a surprise.
It's the best movie of the year?
You know what?
That
it'll be my favorite memory of the year.
Oh.
Thank you. I agree. Taylor Swift was so good.
She was sexy as hell.
Do you think she deserves an Oscar nomination?
I do.
Taylor Swift and hello.
Yeah.
One question for you. If it doesn't work out for you for Christmas, are you staying in town?
Yeah.
Do you have plans on Christmas Day?
No, I don't. I'm hoping I'm not here, but if I am, then no, I definitely
have
no plans.
Then you can come and hang out with my group of friends. We always do a Christmas movie marathon on Christmas Day.
Ooh.
Make food, open presents, whatever.
Well, I want to come.
If you would like.
I would
no
love
pressure.
To, but the one thing that I do every Christmas on Christmas, I have to eat Chinese food. Do you guys
of course.
Know, you know
that's
that?
Tradition.
Yeah.
Why is that? But that's a great idea.
That's a Jew thing, man.
That's some Christmas story actually, too.
Oh, really?
We do that.
Oh, my God. Every Christmas, you have to eat Chinese food and watch movies or something happens to you.
Yep.
Like, it's not a good setup for the next year.
What's your movies that you're putting on?
Probably Elf, Christmas Vacation, Love Actually, Die Hard, and then...
Do you think that means we have a call?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Both, guys. It's both. I did both there.
Good timing.
And we have a call.
Caller, you are on Collider Live. What's your name? And it's currently Christmas Eve, so where are you calling from?
My name's Chris. I'm calling from Cincinnati.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Chris, what are you doing this Christmas Eve?
I'm hanging out with my wife and her family and my stepson.
Good man.
Great.
Cool.
Just hanging out with the family.
I love that. What do you got for us today, Chris?
I met my stepmom for her big family Christmas. Lots of brothers and sisters. We do a Secret Santa exchange.
Nice.
Mm. Okay.
What do you guys like to do on Christmas? Do you have any special Christmas traditions you guys like to do every Christmas?
We were talking a little bit about this. Thank you so much for the call, Chris. Really appreciate it. We were talking a little bit about where we will be, but is there any weird traditions that you guys do?
Yeah, for sure. And it's
what is what? Please do tell.
So thankfully, there are small children that are accompanying us, like my niece and my new step nephews through
Chuck E. Cheese.
You have no idea. Bring them to Chuck E. Cheese. That mounts. Starts dancing, those kids are fucking dialed in.
That's
so anyway,
not what you're gonna say.
No. Bummer. For Christmas Eve, my dad would always do this. For some reason, my dad has just pure evil pleasure in this. You're Santa's helper. He loves to do it to me and my sister, and we hate that fucking shit. We have to put on elf hats.
Like he dresses as Santa?
No. He doesn't. He dresses in like – it's my dad. He wears a bathing suit and a T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
But he wants us to be Santa's helper. Wear the elf hats and then pass around the presents. And every year now he keeps doing this. He's like, you're Santa's helper. I'm like, Dad, I'm not doing Santa's helper. And thankfully, like I said, the niece comes right in and goes, I'm I'm Santa's helper. And thankfully, that's what happens. But there is every Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're we like all way too old for we this.
Thank you. It's exactly why I say
you should just...
I am not Santa's helper. I'm way too old for this. And my dad just gets a shit-eating grin on his face because he loves watching my sister and me fight over not doing it. We're like, Dad, we're not doing that.
You should go full on Will Ferrell this year and just start acting like Elf.
Oh my God!
And then see if your dad wants you to do that again next year.
I should probably do that.
Darina, any bizarro traditions?
Not so much bizarro, but we my nieces are 15 and 13 years old, and I'm pretty
sure. Are you a good aunt?
I think I'm an excellent aunt. I'm pretty sure that I'd be a horrible aunt, but I'm good at aunt. I think that my brother still thinks they believe in Santa Claus. Because I think it's like I don't know if they believe that or I think he wants them to, but we still do the thing where it's like open your presents and like leave cookies for Santa Claus, and I'm like they're 15 and 13, like I'm pretty sure they know, but I don't know if it's like a cute thing where it's like no they're still kids.
Do you
it's
eat
really
the
weird.
Cookies so that they think Santa?
Yeah,
can?
So we eat the cookies and we drink a little bit of the milk, so because that's been a tradition in our household since we were kids. It's like, oh, Santa's coming, right? Yeah. So we're leaving.
Where's that milk one come from?
I have no idea.
Milk
maybe,
and cookies.
Like, why does Santa like milk so much?
Oh, do you think that's for the reindeer, maybe?
No, the reindeer, you leave a carrot.
Oh, that's right.
It's for the cookies. Seems like he has mommy issues or something.
Who?
Santa.
Probably. I'm sure. There's another.
I don't know. Oh, maybe, you know, you like to.
I think it's a caller. I want to get to you, though, John. Caller, no, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my gosh. Can't believe I got through. This is Bruce Crawford from Augusta, Texas.
Nice.
Hi, Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
Bruce, do you know that this is a Christmas miracle right now that you caught through?
Right. I love y'all so much. I love y'all. I love watching y'all every day. I'm such a huge fan, and I look up to y'all, and I don't know. I'm kind of nervous right now talking to y'all.
You are killing it right now.
You're the coolest. Thanks for saying that.
And we are all nervous all the time, so you are good.
Yeah.
Talk to us about, did you have any question for us, something you wanted to talk to us about on this Christmas?
Yes, it's a weird question, but I don't really have any close friends, but I just kind of want help. I'm doing a 9-movie Star Wars marathon this Wednesday, Thursday in Dallas, Texas, and I just didn't know what snacks I should bring because I'm going to be in the theater for like 20 hours. So
wow!
All right,
Bruce. Very fair question. We can definitely break this down for you right now. Also, by the point that people are listening to this, Bruce has already done this movie marathon and eaten those snacks. So really, we're predicting the future right now by talking about the past.
Ooh.
We got to go back in time.
All right, guys, movie snacks that Bruce should be having. Thank you so much for the call, Bruce. Really appreciate it. Darina.
Well, my go-to as a kid was always, your guys are going to be grossed out, but Raisinets and popcorn.
Mm.
Do you put the Raisinets in the popcorn?
I'm not grossed out at all. That's like a very classic thing to do.
Good.
I do it all the time.
Some people think raisins are gross.
So here's the deal, though.
Well, that's true, and I do.
What you have to do is get the hot popcorn, though, because if it's not melty,
definitely.
Fuck that.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So
and then a red cherry icy. That's my favorite.
Ooh, good.
I like that.
Mm, those will kill you.
Yes. I'm slowly trying
those
to
will,
do
those
that.
Will legitimately murder you.
That's.
I have never, ever seen something with as many grams of sugar in it as those have.
Yeah.
When we go to the theaters and people have like the largest of those, like that is an actual heart attack in a glass. Yep. Enjoy it because it's Christmas, but do not make a habit of it. Those things are really bad for you.
I mean, it's basically like a soda, but way worse. Because sodas
worse.
Are really bad.
Way worse.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way worse. Mm-hmm. So big.
Also,
so
nachos. Nachos are always a great snack.
Hot dog is my go-to. Mm. Popcorn always. I do what you do, but with peanut M&Ms. Mm. I do. I throw those in with the popcorn. Sometimes though, I change it up and I do Milk Duds with the popcorn, which I enjoy. And then sometimes
Milk Duds with popcorn, so good.
Right?
Holy crap!
But then they get stuck in my
corn.
Teeth.
No,
though.
You got to melt them.
Yep,
dude.
Yep.
What did
I
say?
Have not done that. Okay.
So a hot dog, popcorn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You with me?
Yes, and obviously.
And the either Milk Duds or the peanut M&Ms are my go-to. Mm. They're yummy.
John?
I do the Nestle Crunch in the popcorn.
Those are good.
Yes,
I've
Roxy
done that
said.
Too. That's
the Crunch
really
a Bunch
too.
Or whatever they're called.
Yeah, Crunch a Bunch or whatever. Yeah. I'm super anal about popcorn now. Like I will put my hand on it. If it's not warm enough, I will give it back to them and go, you give me a warm one. And I will wait till they pop it again. To have a bag.
Wait, let me ask you this question, Darina, because you're talking about Roka being really picky about your popcorn.
Yep.
And I just remember my brother's wife, so my sister-in-law, is from Mexico. And she says that their popcorn, Like, you could get sweet popcorn. You can get when you go to the movies, there's like 15 kinds of popcorn. It's not just regular popcorn. You order like a type of popcorn.
Well, it's,
she's from Mexico City. I don't know if that's different.
I think it depends on the theater. Like, we have this chain that now actually is here called Cinepolis. And and that's basically like our AMC, you know. Mm. But it's some of them are fancier and like you can order food instead of like actual food. But the popcorn thing that some theaters do here, like I guess you City Walk does this, right? Where they have Popcornopolis and they have like caramel and stuff like that. I think we started that, but with all the powder that you can add to it, like nacho cheese flavored popcorn.
That's what
right?
She's like, there's all flavored popcorn. Yeah. I'm like, wow, we got to get on that life.
I mean, it's
not
pretty,
the cheese part.
AMC has like four or five. Mm. Right, they have like cheese,
I didn't know that,
caramel, and something else, and the regular popcorn. But the problem is when you get that, that stuff comes in a bag and it's been sitting there for quite some time.
Yeah.
When you get it, it can be very hard.
And then you can be gross like me, and when it's over, you just like lick the salt from the bottom of the bag.
I know it's Christmas, so I'm supposed to be grateful and shit. But what I will say is, guys, this is only going to make sense to anybody sitting in this room or Los Angeles base. The Grove fucks up their popcorn, man. Yo, their popcorn tastes stale 9 out of 10 times. Oof. What's
Why
going on?
Is that?
Plus,
you're talking about Pacific Theaters?
Yeah, I'm not talking about Pacific Theaters in general.
I'm talking about the Grove.
Oh. The Grove specifically. Their popcorn is stale.
Do you know I've been at the Grove 2 times where they have set fire to their popcorn?
Yeah.
Where we've had to be evacuated. So maybe that's what is going on there.
They don't know how to do their popcorn.
I don't think they're paying these kids enough.
Probably not.
And so they're not paying as much attention. Because also, it's one of the worst kept counters I've ever seen at any of the other.
It is so slow to get to the
Grove. They're slow.
I love the Grove.
Yeah, the Grove's great.
It's my local place. It's so hard to go and go to the movies there. Guys.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't. Yeah. It's so crowded there all the time. When do you go when it's not crowded?
Yeah, don't go around Christmas because everybody is going.
Yeah, so it is
like evening, like Tuesday or whatever.
They want to see that fountain, the tourists.
Yeah. I used to live a block from the Grove, like right across from CBS News.
Were you the Park La Brea places?
No, the other side.
Oh.
For 8 years, like by the bagel broker and shit over there. So I'd walk over because the driving, to drive to the Grove.
You gave me your parking spot once and that saved our life. No kidding, man. It's ridiculous.
The Grove is nuts.
Going
See?
Back to
joy,
the,
joy, joy.
Going back to the food thing, if you're going to be in, if you're going to be in for 20 hours, you got to for sure bring your own stuff because you'll end up dropping so much money.
And you can't just live off of popcorn.
No. So like I'm just going to be the person who says it. I know you guys don't like to hear it. I'm going to be the person who says it. You should bring some power bars, man.
Yeah.
You should bring
some sandwiches.
You should bring some nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You should bring some protein. The sandwich thing is smelly.
But you're talking
about. You want to be respectful.
But you're talking about like boring snacks. Like you're talking about like adult snacks.
I know. I'm being that person.
Yeah,
I know.
No. I would bring like maybe some like, you know, for lunch you gotta have your sandwiches. You bring your tacos.
A banana.
Like, yeah. My mom used to make
just
the
being
hot
honest.
Dogs and wrap them in foil and bring them to the theater.
Same. Hot dogs are so good,
and,
dude.
Like, with the bun. So when they come out, they're like nice
and they're still warm.
Cody, favorite movie snack?
I'm a Sour Patch guy.
I like Sour Patch.
Yeah.
Cody.
Every once in a while, I'll need some of those. They're good.
Alex?
I'm a popcorn boy. ArcLight Hollywood has the best popcorn in the town.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
Gotta get that butter layered, though.
That's pretty good, but the Landmark Theater is on Pico, my favorite
theater.
So good,
too. Okay. So good. Really good. I love it there. Yeah. I love
it's
it there.
It's my favorite theater.
Yo, and I will say, last time I was at the Grove, there was a guy who came up to me.
Get it right
next time. What's going
on? You guys doing okay over there?
Yeah, we're just trying to clarify Alex's error. Yeah. It's really embarrassing. He called it sauce.
Was Alex wrong again?
It's clearly a powder and he called it sauce.
Oh, powder, right. Yeah, I was wondering, you dip popcorn in ranch? Is that what you do, Alex?
No, it's the ranch powder.
The ranch
Have
powder,
you had those?
Got it, yes.
Oh, I drench my popcorn in that.
So uncomfortable.
With the powder, no, not like a...
Drench
like
it.
A,
not
a
the
sauce.
Ranch.
Correct. I love it when
So the last time I was at the Grove, there was a guy there who was a Collider Live fan, so I like him. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm calling from Memphis. This is Sean. And I think the best time to go to a movie is on Sunday. But a lot of people be at church on Sunday, so you get in early and popcorn. Well, we have Malco Theater in Memphis here, so we can get chicken tenders, fries. Yeah, nice.
Wait, Sean, I got to be honest. Wait, are you saying right now on Christmas you're going to the movies to get chicken tenders?
No, I'm saying this kind of food they got down there because some of Malco Theater have grills. and they serve wine, food, anything like that on a movie theater. That's the kind of food they have down here.
I have questions about Star Wars. Brother, I can't understand a word you're saying. Can you enunciate a little bit more? I love that accent of yours, but we're having trouble hearing it over the phone. No offense.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
You guys hear me? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. We have Michael Theater here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And they have grills here. Yeah, we have a grill. They serve wine.
Creole.
They serve beer. Mm. They have chicken tenders, fries, turkey burgers.
But do you guys ever think, because I like that too, and there's theaters that are doing all this stuff now, but sometimes I go to the movies and people are chewing so fucking loud that I cannot hear the movie.
That's fair.
Because they have like goddamn feasts.
Actually, talking in the whole movie, that's what it is. And they bring their kids and the babies.
And you order during the theater, too. They'll say, like, I'm going to take a California roll.
Yeah,
a California roll. It's like, you're screaming. Screaming.
But if you know you're going to a theater like that, that's what happens.
I guess. Sean, what's your question, man?
Okay, I have a question about Star Wars and Star Trek. If this is the last movie, or they're going to wait like 5 more years and make another one, and do you think that Disney might buy Star Trek in a couple of years if the franchise does not come out in the movie as good as it's been last year? You think Disney might buy it?
Sean, is your question, will Disney buy Star Trek?
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you think Disney might buy Star Trek in a couple of years if they don't be successful in a country year, about 4 or 5 years? You know, if Star Wars no more Star Wars, they might try to find another franchise like Star Trek and try and buy it and try and do the same thing.
Sean, thank you so much for the question and the call in general. Really appreciate it. Roca, you have a strong reaction to this.
Yeah, I don't think so. You can't own both. No. Yeah. That's wrong.
No.
But they own Star Wars and they own Lucasfilm and Marvel.
But they're not
both space.
I thought you meant in like you can't own that many franchises.
Oh, no, you can.
They can.
I don't think you meant physically can't.
You don't cross the streams, dog. You don't cross Star Wars and Star Trek.
Also, we're talking about two conglomerates here. We're talking Viacom Paramount with Star Trek. Star Trek is underneath a huge banner of Paramount, Viacom, all that. So they're not going to sell that right now. CBS is exploring it.
We're all saying no, but I would say never say never.
Right.
Especially
not the next
with
2 years,
Disney.
But never say never that Disney won't buy shit.
Exactly.
Never say never.
Yeah.
What if Disney were to buy another big studio like they did with Fox? It could happen. I hope it doesn't,
but it could buy Paramount, probably.
That's what I mean. F that. Oh, no.
Do you guys ever drive by Paramount and feel like it just – I don't know. It feels like the least lively of the studio. Every time
I drive by,
it feels like I love Paramount, but every time I drive by, it feels like a ghost town a little bit.
It's because it's on Melrose. It's like so far up.
You're also by the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yeah.
By Western.
Technically a ghost town.
Yeah, but
when you buy Western, things go to die by Western.
Wow. The people not in LA right now are like, what
the hell are they talking about during the Christmas episode?
I guess we'll take one more call before we wrap if we have one, Cody. Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where you calling from?
So good.
Hey guys, it's Josh from Florida.
Hey Josh.
Josh, I hope that right now I am where you are.
That's good.
Where are you? At Collider Live? Or?
No, I'm just hoping by Christmas I've made it. This is currently December 24th. That's Christmas Eve, right?
Oh,
yeah. Yes. You are in the future right now, Sean.
December 24th. I hope that I'm in Florida. Josh, what's going on? What do you got for us?
I want to know, have you guys watched The Imagineering Story on Disney Plus yet?
Oh. I have not.
Oh, it's awesome. I hear it's great.
Cody, did you say it's awesome?
Yeah, I love it. I'm 4 episodes in. It's amazing. It's my favorite thing on Disney Plus right now.
Oh, Drina, you're watching
it's
also?
It's the only thing I care about, like, really, to get Disney Plus because my friend showed it to me a little bit, and it's my jam. It's, like, the type of stuff that you used to watch.
How far in are you?
Just one episode.
Oh.
But, like, it reminds me of, like, being a kid and watching the Disney Channel and actually watching them, like, behind the scenes at Disneyland. Like, it's, like, documentary style that you would want to watch. It's really cool.
John, have you checked it
out? No, not at all. I didn't even know it was on there.
Somebody told me this the other day. I didn't know it either. I'm excited to check it out now. Yeah.
How long is each episode?
I don't know, like an hour?
Maybe less.
40 minutes?
Do they tackle a movie or a decade or a time? Like, what do they tackle?
It's about the creation of all the parks and stuff.
Right. Oh.
So it's like the history of Disneyland.
Well, how many episodes is it? World.
I think they're like 5 right now.
That's incredible. Oh, so it keeps going. It could keep going.
Yeah, it's every week.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Josh, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
I will say that I did dabble in my first thing that was not Lady and the Tramp or Mandalorian on Disney Plus, which was Jeff Goldblum's show, World According to Jeff Goldblum. Have you guys seen it at all?
Yeah, I watched the first episode.
The sneaker one?
Yeah.
That's what I watched too.
It was great.
I really could watch him do anything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Same.
I'm going to watch him live soon. Or I already watched him live at the Rockwell.
Ooh.
Oh, is he playing piano?
Yeah, nice. But like he goes with his band like I think once a month or something like that, but it sells out right away and my husband got tickets.
Damn.
Pretty excited. So the show's good though.
It is. The show is, I don't know if it's good. I love watching him.
Right.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how to answer that question because like maybe the show isn't good.
Right.
Do you know the opening where he's just kind of walking in the alleyway and he's just.
Yeah.
Remember my story of seeing him
yeah,
at Rite
Aid?
Yeah,
that's him at Rite Aid.
That's exactly what he does. That's so I'm awesome. Wondering if he was actually filming that.
Yeah.
When I ran into him at Rite Aid.
Turn the camera on.
I'm here.
He does this thing in the middle of the episode. I guess this is a spoiler for the first episode of Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, okay.
Where he is, they're trying to like fit him for sneakers, so they're making him run.
Okay.
And he he cannot.
No. He can't.
He, what did they say? You're galloping or like whatever? They were like a little less bounce, and he was like, what? Like he could not run?
But does he still look cool even while not being able to run properly because it's Jeff Goldblum?
It's not cool. It's great. Like right. He looks great.
Yeah.
I want to do what he's like float. It's like a kangaroo the way he moves. He's just hopping.
And you want to go from Phoebe-like to kangaroo running.
I know I'm not one to talk about running. Right. But when they're saying to him like, no, actually just a little less hop. And he's like, okay. And then he does the exact same thing again. It's not a bit. Like, he can't run. It was truly baffling to watch and so entertaining. Anything else you guys are watching on Disney Plus?
Noel?
I didn't see it yet.
I didn't see it.
So good. It's the Christmas movie, obviously. So
is it?
If you like Christmas movies, this one is
it a romantic comedy?
No, no, because it's brother and sister. And uh-huh. Like,
it's the Anna Kendrick
one? Yeah, yeah. Bill Hader's
seen Star Wars?
Fair. Only the first one. Bill Hader.
Or Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Bill Hader doesn't want to be Santa Claus, and Anna's like trying to make this happen, and it's obviously, it's kind of like kind of the plot of Aquaman, where really her who should be running things, not Arthur, and so you get that in through it. But it's very sweet. And Klaus is great, too, on Netflix.
I've heard that
Klaus
also.
Klaus is great. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Okay, well. So,
there's Christmas movies for you there, Dorina.
I guess. We'll
Klaus, see. I think you'll like because it's old school animation. It's like it's set in like Germany in the early 1900s.
Yes.
It's the beginning of the Santa Claus myth.
I am down
and
for
so
that.
He's this
it's really good.
Dude with his large beard.
It's in Germany?
I think it's Germany or Russia.
It's more like old school animation.
Yes,
not
very old animation.
Okay, I'm into that.
I think you'll like it.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Why does Santa live in Germany?
You know, Krampus. Santa's story comes up with a number from different places.
Isn't that where Krampus is, too, though?
Doesn't he always live at the pole?
Well, this is the, I think the legend of Santa started, right, in Germany?
Yeah,
we can ask my family since they still believe in Santa Claus, so I can ask them.
Hey!
Santa wasn't, Santa's
leaving cookies and milk, oh, no, that doesn't happen. Link to the Great Depression. About the cookies and milk. During this time, it's believed that parents wanted to inspire their children to share with others. To help them do this, they would leave snacks out for Santa. But is Santa German? Questions for a different show because we do have to get out of here, guys. But like I said again, what's it say he is?
Saint Nicholas.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Germany, what does him being Saint Nicholas mean he's German?
The name Santa Claus evolved from Nick's Dutch name, Sinterklaas.
Yeah.
Sure.
There you go.
All right, we still didn't figure it out, but that's fine. I hope that everybody at home right now, wherever you're watching this, that you are surrounded by people that you love,
even if that just
means yourself and love yourself today. Family, friends, whoever you got, animals, food. It's a really important one. Dorina, thank you for being here. Merry Christmas
Feliz
to you.
Feliz Navidad. Play some good music during Christmas.
Is it offensive for me to say Merry Christmas to you?
No. You can say Feliz Navidad.
Well, just because you don't like Christmas. So should I say I hope
But
you
I do
the
like
Christmas
the Feliz Navidad song by Jose Feliciano. So it's a great song.
Okay. Mark Riley, merriest of Christmases.
Merriest of Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. The first person to tell me that this year.
Happy Hanukkah.
There we go.
My friend, happy Hanukkah.
John Rocha, officially your last Collider Live of 2019.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And if I could piggyback on Roxy's, I know the holidays are the toughest time for a lot of people. Please do what you can do to get through the holidays because all of us want to see you in the new year back listening and watching us on Collider Live. So please, whatever you need to do, listen to old episodes of us to help you laugh.
Yeah, we will be back. I agree with that. Whatever you got to do, whatever it takes. Cody Hall, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, thank you. Happy holidays,
Roxy. Your first Christmas with your babe.
Oh, woo. It's going to be so adorable. Look out for the pictures.
Oh, we no will.
I
oh,
absolutely will. Alex Marzonia, at the end, you really did make me happy. Thank you, Alex, and Merry Christmas.
The best Christmas or Hanukkah gift.
That's going to get clipped out also. I'm Roxy Stryer. Thanks for watching Collider Live. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys for New Year's.
People notice a healthy smile, but maybe you have tooth sensitivity, bleeding gums, or acid-weakened enamel. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel are trusted specialty toothpastes created to help improve your oral health. For tooth sensitivity, choose Sensodyne. Bleeding gums, get Parodontax. For acid-weakened enamel, Pronamel is the toothpaste for you. Sensodyne, Parodontax, and Pronamel, trusted specialty toothpastes to help bring home your healthy smile. Visit Ibotta to earn cash back.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in and deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.